From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that there are two complaints in the Tannersville election with claims of harassment, discrimination, and fraud against inspectors working the March 21st vote. The complaints allege excessive questioning faced by longtime village residents about their residency and discrimination against minorities. One of the complaints says that election inspector and Village Republican Party chair Gina Girano filled in the ballot of an elderly resident. Girano said of the complaints, and I quote, "This is a Hail Mary from the mayor trying to hold on to an election he already lost. The man is an albatross to our village, using smoke and mirrors and triangulation tactics to keep up appearances and spew false allegations where nothing exists," end quote. A Greene County Board of Election staff member said on March 27th that, and I quote, "We received complaints. We will review them and respond after they're reviewed," end quote. Village resident George Kelly said March 27th that he experienced similar harassment about his residency despite living in the village for the last 24 years. Kelly said, and I quote, "There's a very subtle intimidation, especially when you know who people are going to vote for. Anyone that voted for the current mayor was questioned excessively. Once you're playing games like that, you're trying to get police involved. When you make it such a hassle to vote that they walk off the line," end quote. Current election results have David Schneider ahead by 2 votes, but there are 2 ballots that need to be cured. On March 26, McGonigal said he would challenge the results if Schneider is the winner. McGonigal said, and I quote, "I'm not going to pull a Donald Trump," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Roger Justin reports in the Times Union that cannabis farmers warned state legislators March 28th that if they don't get more retail stores open soon, they may not have as many cannabis farmers. Many farmers have started growing cannabis in anticipation of retail sales across the state after New York legalized recreational cannabis 2 years ago. But only 5 retail stores have opened so far, mostly in New York City. Brittany Carbone, a Tioga County hemp farmer, said, and I quote, "Time is not on our side. The season is short and unforgiving. We will not be able to survive these conditions much longer and will be out of business before the regulations are even finalized," end quote. A small mountain of cannabis has been harvested so far in the state, more than the 5 stores open can sell. And if another harvest comes in, the farmers warn, there will be a collapse in the market. The Office of Cannabis Management recently announced it would double the number of initial retail licenses in the state from 150 to 300, but the pace of new stores opening was not quickened. The slow rollout of cannabis retail stores has been blamed on former Governor Andrew Cuomo's slow rolling of initial regulations for sales, a lawsuit which has blocked stores from opening in 5 regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley, and Governor Kathy Hochul's administration. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignon in Columbia Green Media rewrites the newspaper story about the March 20th public hearing on the Woods, the Clover Reach Partners housing project. The first story the paper ran about the public hearing had the headline, and I quote, "Bald Eagles to be Protected Under Proposal," end quote, even though the story purported to be about a public hearing where a majority of residents opposed the projects and evidence was introduced about the project's danger to bald eagles. The news story begins quite differently, and I quote, "A majority of residents at a March 20th hearing on the Woods, the Clover Reach Partners housing project, want the planning board to tell the developer to go back to the drawing board, obtain an independent environmental review, answer residents' questions, show evidence supporting the proposal, and do more to protect wildlife habitats," end quote. The project would build 16 expensive single-family homes on 22 acres along Summit Lake in Philmont. Many speakers at the meeting questioned why the planning board failed to do a full environmental review for such a large project. Local poet Karen Schumer said, and I quote, "This is out of Henry David Thoreau. We will clear land, deforestation will change the habitat and the ecology. I have had 10 sightings of juvenile bald eagles, so I know they are there. These birds are entrenched, and it's against the law to disturb them." It's hard to understand why the planning board did not go for a full review. "We have to hold the planning board up to the standards of the law and subject this project to a full environmental review," end quote. The news story did not refer to the first story or explain why the newspaper now ran a different account. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.